Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Almost Friday.
Yeah. Almost.
Almost there. It's always so funny, and I remember this vividly from last year, going, God, dude, you just came off a pretty sizable vacation.
Yeah.
Why are you so? It was heading into MLK weekend. I was like, why are you so excited for this already? I don't know, but it's all Friday.
Well, it's not like. Do you feel like you need the rest?
No, I don't know what I need.
It's just the idea of a Friday. It's like, yes, it's here.
If I knew what I needed, I'd go get it.
Universally, everyone can be pumped about Fridays. I think.
If I knew what I needed, I'd go find it. I'd go search it out. What I need is answers in this Jeff Bezos. Divorce.
My God.
Listen.
Wow.
I met this Lauren Sanchez back in the day.
Okay.
When I worked with the Seahawks, she was doing something. She was doing sidelines or whatever it was for Fox.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this was a minute ago. She was a smoke show then and really, really cool. But is she what's half of $137
billion? $68 billion. Yeah. Dollars.
Is she $68 billion cool? No.
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 No, honey.
She's not.
Did that cross Jeff's mind when he crossed that precipice and went there that, oh my God, if I get caught, this is going to cost me $68 billion?
Well, and how awful is this Mackenzie?
Right.
Is she so bad?
Well, I heard that they're getting along, though, and they've been separated for a while. That's where my timeline gets confusing, because I read two different articles that said, one said that he has been hooking up with Lauren since the split. Like, they've been separated for a while, and they just decided to finally divorce. And the other one said they separated because he cheated.
Right, right.
So,
but that not was that part, I don't, I'm sorry, is there a point?
I guess it matters if she decided to split up with him. If Mackenzie said it split up because he cheated, she would have more leverage, I guess. Whereas if he was hooking up with her after they separated.
There's no leverage. Divorce is divorce.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no leverage in this. Washington is a community property state.
Yep. Yeah.
It's 50-50. Mm. Although, you know, for us, you know, we're like, oh my God, he's losing $68 billion. He's still got $68 billion. He don't care.
Sure.
He don't care.
Yeah, he's gonna be able to go to Starbucks every morning and get whatever he wants before work.
The rundown of all of this is crazy because they own like 400,000 acres of property, like combined together. So that's gonna be nasty to split up. He owns a little over 16% of Amazon stock, which makes him like the majority shareholder. So
here's the real story with this. If she does get half. She immediately becomes, just on her own, the fifth richest person in the world.
And the richest woman by far.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Oprah looks at her and goes, man, can I get a couple bucks? It's crazy to think about.
Dang.
I guess it just goes to show you. You know, none of that matters.
Yeah.
If I could just have money, I'd be happy. No, I don't think you would.
No. I think it's
not necessary. In fact, in a lot of cases, it might even be worse.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know. That's everybody's talking about it today. Yeah, and everybody, again, it's almost Friday. Thanks for listening to Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
I wish I found some.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show Show.
I don't have a whole ton of time to talk about this, and I'm about to sneeze anyway, so.
Oh, no.
I cut this short. I don't understand. No, I do understand. I am concerned, and I've been trying to figure out a way to express this the last couple of days. I'm concerned that all of a sudden TV shows run our lives, and TV shows in the case of this R. Kelly thing.
Oh, yeah.
This R. Kelly story is not new.
No.
But now all of a sudden, and there was a push. I don't remember whether the cops were investigating or what it was, but there were developments in this R. Kelly thing.
Yeah.
A couple, three, 4 years ago.
Yep.
And at that point, people were digging their heels in about I'm not going to stop listening to R. Kelly. You know what I mean? Like they were it was all pro R. Kelly.
Right.
You know, of course there were people on both sides.
Yeah.
But there was a lot more don't try to tell me what I can listen to. Mm-hmm. You know that type of vibe. Now this docuseries comes out. And listen, just because it's on TV, don't make it true, kids. And I'm not defending I think R. Kelly's scum. Let me say this up front. I think R. Kelly's a scumbag. I believe he did all those things. I do believe what they said in the docuseries. I also know that whatever side the person who put the docuseries together, whatever side they're on, that's what you're going to see.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And now everybody's up in arms. And now this is like 5 years after the fact.
And what it is it brings it more to light for a lot of people that knew nothing about it. And I think that's why it gets all stirred up.
This is the part that I'm saying is that. So now there was a TV show on Lifetime.
On Lifetime.
And
right.
now you're woke. Yeah. You know, yes. I don't know.
I get what you're saying.
It's part of what the Before the Show shows for, at least right there in that segment, was so I could get that off my chest.
There you go. Feel better.
In a reasonably safe space.
Do you feel lighter now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Yeah. Not light enough, but yes.
Got it.
No, lighter. Thank you.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
First pick is coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take the Mariah Carey tickets out.
Okay.
Or should we?
Take
them out every single vote. Morning. People have taken them.
Vote in or out.
Out. Take them out.
Oh, do take them out.
Yeah.
Out. Take them out.
So you say take them out.
Yeah.
Why did I think one of you was saying leave it in? Leave
on
them
the
in
way,
a
my
ago.
My response sounded like I was like, oh. Like I had a chance
okay,
to
yeah,
win
so
them.
Take them out. Take them out.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, you can vote if you want, but.
Out.
Okay, good.
Okay.
So it's unanimous. All right, so we're taking the Mariah Carey tickets out, and we'll do them later.
Okay.
May torpedo this entire bit, but that's the chance we got to take.
Yeah, exactly.
We do have WWE Royal Rumble tickets for the show in Phoenix on the 27th, Magic Mike tickets and Dino Expedition tickets. What stupid, simple, ridiculous thing do you give to your young child that keeps them occupied for hours? Now everybody can play because you're an auntie.
I know.
You have experience in this realm. We spend thousands, and again, whether they're your kids or not, we spend hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on gadgets and screens and
Absolutely.
iPads and video games and all this stuff in an attempt to just shut these kids up. No, I don't know, kids. But it appears that way, and just keep them entertained. And yet, the dumbest things that cost nothing will do the trick.
Okay.
What stupid thing is that for your kid? That's the first pick that's coming up.
Get up! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
What is so funny?
Oh, because I have something I really want to say, and I'm just like. It's like different stages of grief. At first, you're super upset. You know, you're emotional. You lash out. All of that. And then, you know, and then at some point, things get better. And you start to realize that this is the reality. And then there's acceptance.
Yes.
Right?
Isn't yes.
that, isn't that,
Very
how, true. Yeah. Isn't mm-hmm. that how they always say? This is how I feel about Spence's Golden Knights.
Don't tell me you're accepting this.
Good one.
No.
I loved how y'all were listening, though.
Yeah, I was like, man, ooh, this is getting good.
This is heavy. No, here's what I love about this. Is that I didn't even have to check, and I know there's a game tonight.
Yeah.
This is just for home games, right? You're only going to wear this for home games until they lose?
No, it's until they lose. You know, you don't mess with a streak.
Oh, God.
So it's home and away?
It's whenever they're playing, I'm wearing
it. Oh, so do we... Wait a minute. That wasn't the deal we struck. I remember there being some sort of agreement, at least in my head.
Until they drop a game, I'm wearing this jacket game day.
Can you wash it like that? Or I mean, I
really,
don't know
when
the
was
rules.
Last time you washed a jacket?
I don't know about that jacket.
Okay,
you're right.
Let's stay closer to the... So... No, I think you should wear it every day, then.
No, really? That would change the deal of the bet I've made with some other entity out in outer space.
That I may or may not be aware
of. That controls whether teams win or lose.
So you're wearing it on game day.
Game day.
Every game day.
Every game day until
home and away.
Until they lose.
So are we home or away today?
We're home.
I didn't check yet.
Hosting the San Jose Sharks. This is one of the biggest games of the year.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
The Sharks.
Yeah. The Sharks are coming to town. And unlike other years, they don't stink.
No, they still stink.
Yeah, but they're good.
They're a good stink.
Well, they're a successful stink.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There's
yeah.
a difference. There's yeah. a no, there's a difference. I think. Are they? Well, they're good every year.
Yeah, they're always pretty
yeah,
good.
I can't remember the last time they weren't good.
It's between us and Calgary and them, and we're just a point
apart.
Oh,
well, they're in the
Dude,
same conference.
It's January. I'm not that. Okay. I'm not standings watching it in January. No.
When do you start normally?
Late February.
Okay.
When you get down to it. When you get down to it and it starts being, okay, now you got to go.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? What happened to Vancouver? I thought Vancouver was pretty good.
They started out hot, and they've dropped down. They're way down in the Pacific Division now.
That's how volatile it is. But here's the real point. The jacket is here, people. It's game day.
That's right.
It's not just... Dude, it's not just game day. You know I won't be able to find this in time. It's not just game day. It's how much I hate San Jose that I'm willing to jump off of my hope that they'll lose a game so we don't have to see that jacket again. Just I'm willing to suck it up for us for a beatdown of San Jose.
You just see the jacket one more time.
Do you know who do we have after that?
No, I don't have it at the top.
I don't have it either.
Yeah.
But I'm
we go to Chicago.
Yeah, the question just came across. Will you wear it on game day in Japan? I dare you.
I'm packing it.
I dare you.
No, I'm packing it, and I will have photographic evidence of me wearing it in Japan on game day when they play.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Uh-huh. Well, unless they lose tonight, and then the streak's over, and then you probably will not see this jacket ever again.
Can we have a ceremony?
Yeah. No, we're not setting it on fire. I spent $60 on
it. I think it needs to be cleansed.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, I mean, if you're not going to wear it ever again, then you have no purpose.
What if I gave you $80? What if I gave you $100
to
American cash and you give me that jacket?
No.
I want this thing out of my house.
This jacket right now is 3-0, man. You ain't burning my jacket.
Yep. No, but your reasoning on that was that you paid $60. I'm willing to you get 66% profit.
No, it's a good profit margin.
$40 on 60.
60. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. So it's a good profit margin. Solid profit margin.
I'm not saying I'm a good businessman. I'm saying I'm not going to burn my jacket, no matter the cost or the price. Hey, and if they keep winning, it's a small price to pay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For my burnt retinas.
And you're not the only one out there give me grief time I wear this jacket.
And by the way, I took great joy the other night when they beat the Rangers. Is I believe the first comment on your Instagram post was, suck it, Buchanan. So, I honest to God, I appreciated it. I was like, man, that's pretty cool.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
702-364-9898. Literally, we spend hundreds, if not thousands. At least. And by we, that includes all y'all, including Kayla and me, and really now Spence.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids... You know somebody who has kids, and you love their kids.
Exactly.
And you spend hundreds,
right,
if not thousands, on those kids. And then they play with a spatula. That was the other one. Yeah. That was the other one. She was enamored. She's about 3 years old, this kid. Enamored with mom turning pancakes. So I don't know how the transaction came to be. But now she has just a little rubber plastic, you know, Target $2 pancake turner. She goes around the house turning things over.
That's hilarious.
She wants to turn the dog. She wants to. She loves it. She loves it. In fact, you give her coasters on the living room, you know, the family room where the TV room table. Turn coasters all day long.
Oh,
loves it.
Man.
Loves it.
I actually find that very adorable.
Yeah. But $2 spatula. Mm-hmm. She's got the whole Barbie castle, you know, the Game of Thrones edition. You know what I mean? With all the different lands and whatnot. Cost hundreds. Has no desire at all. In fact, I think it's in the way. What is it that your kid and you have spent so much money on buying the iPads and whatnot to entertain them? And what is the cheap thing that you really could have just saved yourself a whole lot of money had you gone there? My screen is malfunctioning. What is your name?
Brandy. Hey.
Hey, Brandy. Oh, queen of the first. See, you're going to have to train little Jess to know that it's you that just tell her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, the queen.
Well, I'm sorry, my queen. So we can be properly prepared for you.
No problem.
So you've got a newborn.
Yes, Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's his first Christmas, so tons of toys for me, from his grandparents, from his cousins, like toys upon toys upon toys. All he wants is an empty water bottle so that he can crinkle it.
Oh,
that's all he wants.
Do it.
That's amazing. Yes, you're right. And everybody goes all out for that kid's first Christmas. They don't know nothing.
No.
The first birthday party.
Hello?
That's not for them. That's for you. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Rachel, can you hear us? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello, Rachel, are you there?
Good morning.
Rachel,
good morning.
Hi. Can you hear us? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
You're so funny. So out of all of the... How much money do you think you spent just this last Christmas alone? And how old's your kid?
I don't have any kids, but I have nieces and nephews.
Hello?
And hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Right.
And they choose to play with slime.
Uh-huh. Oh, the slime.
You make it at home with glue?
That you made yourself? Yeah. Did you make it yourself?
No, but my sister-in-law makes it. It's like an obsession. They like make slime and they buy slime and... Everything is slime related.
Isn't that funny?
That's hilarious.
Isn't that just great? And then you actually have to take the iPad away because you can't get slime on the iPad.
No.
That's horrible. So you can't have the slime and the iPad in the same place.
Nope.
And if they're picking slime, now the iPad just sits there. Our boy John Stewart, and yes, it is confirmed, Spence is wearing the jacket in Japan.
That's right.
His Golden Knights Game Day jacket.
Taking
in Japan.
A valuable luggage space with his jacket.
So,
Thank you, John.
Yeah,
oh,
we
no.
lost it. Yeah, you know what? He was. It was the same call. Honestly, my bad. It was the same call. His kids, a little bit of glue, shaving cream, and lotion, and it makes slime, and they love it. And he spent Sweet. Thousands. Andy, what's your 3-year-old obsessed with?
My 3-year-old is obsessed with the mop.
The mop?
Oh no, that's a good thing for you though. Just train him.
Well, at 3, she just gets the mop water everywhere.
Yeah, you don't need that aggravation. But
no, because then it's more work for me.
I recall as a young lad, I was a sweeper. I loved sweeping.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but we spend hundreds of dollars at Christmas to get her the Barbie camper and all the accessories and. I come home from work yesterday and she is mopping the house.
With dirty mop water?
No, there was no mop water, thankfully.
Thank God.
That's funny.
Thank God. This is so funny. Stephanie can relate to Brandy, the queen of the first pick. Your kid is how old?
He's 5.
He's 5 and he's obsessed with what?
With half-finished water bottles.
To flip them?
Yeah. So that's how it started. He discovered like the bottle flipping and he was trying to do that. But then he just started collecting them. And I don't even know where he got some of them from. And he uses them as like, instead of action figures or bowling pins, like just anything he can think of. He's obsessed with these water bottles and he gets legitimately upset when I tell him that we have to start getting rid of some of them.
Oh.
You've got to come up with a transformer. Water bottle. It looks like water bottle. Oh my God, it's a robot.
He wouldn't want that.
No.
Yeah,
I don't think he wouldn't want. He wouldn't want it. That's so funny. Half filled water bottles. So Jess, what is it that you do?
So we sell clothing. We have a small business, and so we get FedEx packages like every couple of days. And when my 1-year-old hears the door, she knows. So my husband will throw the package down, and she'll sit on it. She'll stand on it. She'll move it around. This will last like 40 minutes, and then we open it, and then another solid 2 hours. Like, she'll take each piece of clothing, and she'll line them up, and then she'll move them and she'll put them back. It is the best. Like, free entertainment. She's totally satisfied.
Yeah, fast forward to
cool with it.
Fast forward to her first job at the Gap.
Yeah, right. That's the thing with my buddy with the, who's got the where she turns everything with a pan. Well, IHOP kitchen.
There you go.
There yeah, you go. Yeah,
she's ready to go. So we'll keep the Mariah Carey tickets for later. Why don't we do Mariah? Yeah, we'll do Mariah Carey tickets. Like Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Oh, I like
later,
that.
Later on today, shortly after 8:30, we'll do those later on. Yeah, I think that's a solid plan.
Okay.
So right about 8:35, 8:40 for the Mariah Carey tickets. We'll have everything else in play for the first pick. Oh, there is more anxiety for Spence's trip to Japan.
Oh.
Easily solved. Yeah. But, I mean, we kind of talked through his anxiety. Leave tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Yeah. So this time tomorrow? Maybe?
Yeah, I'll be on a plane to L.A. by this time tomorrow.
What time are you leaving? That's what I'm
like
trying
six.
To figure that out. Okay. So, yeah, so less than 24 hours. Anxiety level 1 to 10?
8.5.
Wow.
Still?
Yeah, because I keep finding out stuff. The internet's full of it.
Well, the newest thing, easily solved. But the newest thing that's got him worked up, coming up in just a couple of minutes. 1, 2, 3.
98.5 KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla's got a 2.5-year-old niece, and what does she do?
She loves to pull tissues out of the tissue box. So we gave her a box at Christmas, and she walks around with it and just pulls the tissue out and then drops it, pulls another one out. And drops his tissues all over the house. It's quite funny, actually.
And you gave her a box to do this with?
She would sit in the bathroom and get up on her little step stool, and she'd reach over the counter and pull tissues out the whole time. So we wanted to keep an eye on her the whole time, so we just gave her a box to walk around with.
This way you have a trail. That is the one. That is the one good thing. Yeah. It's the one good thing is if you go, okay, uh-oh, what happened? You call her soybean?
So we call her beans, yeah, soybean. So
where'd she go? Does that happen? I get the idea. I don't know nothing about having no kids. I've had godchildren.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty good uncle, I think. I've been told I'm a good uncle. But I don't, do you lose them on occasion?
Every once in a while, when they're that
you
small.
You lose them on occasion. That's great.
You know what I mean? They're in the house. They're not wandering in traffic. But don't you lose them on occasion where you go, hey, where'd the kid go? Because that happens with the dog.
Yeah.
You know, you go, where'd the dog go? What are you doing?
The good thing with little kids is they make so much noise that because they have no idea how much noise they're making. Their ears aren't fully functioned yet, or I don't know what the deal is, fully formed, that you can typically hear them somewhere.
Where they are.
Or follow the trail of tissue.
Yeah, well, this way, if you've got a tissue thrower, then you've got a trail. Yeah, that's pretty good. And then if they try to stick those up their nose, then you're still good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're still fine. Exactly. Yeah, there won't be a problem. It'll be no, it's fine. So really, you're at an 8.5 on your anxiety level.
I went through some of the language stuff and been on internet checking different things. And yes, the internet tells you one thing and then tells you the other.
So yesterday, Spence was concerned with how much he should be bowing and how much he should be apologizing.
Yes,
I thought we had this worked out. No. Obviously, he's gone back to the internet, and it's made it
what
worse.
What are you doing, buddy?
That he's less than 24 hours away from this trip. I don't even know. This isn't that tough to solve, is it?
It isn't, but the information regarding this leads you in two different directions.
Right, we might need your help with this latest set of concerns. Coming
Get up. This is the Chet Buchanan Show. Get up. On 98.5 KLUC.
Right about this time tomorrow, Spence will be on approach to Los Angeles, leg number one of a trip to go to Japan, where he is logistics coordinator for his wife.
Yeah.
So what does this mean? You're the one who orders the Uber?
Yeah, I do all that stuff. Thank you. I make sure that her water is room temperature.
Of course.
And that
what logistics are you in charge of? I find this fascinating, and I don't know
why. I make sure
that
her PowerPoint is all hooked up and ready to go. I make sure that pens, flip charts.
And that you order the Uber.
And that that her dressing room has only white lilies. I'm her personal assistant.
No, but I get it. That there's stuff that you said, hey, if I'm going to go, I'm going to help. And
no,
this is stuff
she
I
said,
can
if
do.
I'm going to go, you're going to help.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, right.
But so, okay. I, honest to God, rarely do I see this look that has been on your face the last couple of days.
Well, first of all, Watashi wa Spence desu. That means my name is Spence in Japanese. the latest thing regarding...
And then how do you say, I don't care who's your wife?
I haven't gotten that far on the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah, just so you know when they say it back.
Yeah. So the bowing thing, I'm still concerned about because you go to one article and it says how important it is. Then you have another one. Then people called yesterday said the it's business thing only. And then the food thing is creeping me out a bit because I don't like fish. But the latest thing is they work with different electrical outlets. Now, I've been to England and they have different electrical outlets. Yeah. They run on 220.
Okay.
America runs on 110. And you know, you got the three prongs.
Yeah.
Now, it's not that big a deal, but in Japan, they run two prongs, just the top two. There's not.
You know where a lot of your electronics came from, right?
Yeah, I know, but they build them for America a lot of times. So the issue is, one article I'll read says your two-prong stuff, like your charger for your iPhone, will work fine.
Okay.
But Japan's system is set on 100 volts. We're 110. They're at 100. So you read one article that says, it's a lower voltage, but it'll still charge. It'll still work. Then you pull up the next article and it says it probably won't work. Now, I know the easy fixes. I'll get adapters.
Going to Tokyo. They have stores.
Exactly.
My point is, everything I look up, there's always a contrarian side that says the exact opposite.
That's
of what
why
you're
you
supposed
stay
to
off
do.
The internet.
I know,
you're killing yourself.
How else am I supposed to figure out? I don't know any people that have grown up in Japan to tell me what's up. So I don't know. I know not to tip. That's the one universal thing. Don't insult them by tipping them.
Okay.
They don't want your money. You insult them by saying, you don't make enough money. You need more money. You just don't do it. But everything's contradictory. I don't want to be part of an international incident because I don't bow at the wrong time, right time, or I can't charge my phone.
I think, you're from where I'm sitting over here, you're worrying about this way too much.
Yeah. I have a pro tip for you because all I know about overseas travel is by watching movies.
Okay.
And so I watched a movie with Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy back in the day. Don't force the plug. If there's resistance, don't force the plug in or else you'll catch a castle on fire.
I got to be honest, that goes for a lot of occasions.
Yes.
that goes for a lot of different things. You don't need it. If it doesn't go in there easy, don't force it.
You took it there, Jess.
You'll be fine, buddy.
I'm sure it'll be fine. It's just anxiety of making sure that you know the language alone. I try to memorize stuff outside of height, which means yes. It's ridiculous.
And what's your name?
Watashiwa Spence desu.
Are you gonna take your laptop so you can read it off your laptop?
He's got his pad of paper.
Are you going to take your pad of paper so you can read it off your pad of paper?
Yeah, I'm gonna take it like that. I'm gonna say to you, Genki desu ka? And you're gonna say Genki desu, which means how are you? I'm fine.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna
That sounds Russian.
Like, whatever.
Well, the way I say it, yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Reasonably close. We're in the neighborhood of the first big fat bribe code word of the day. That's coming up at 7:30. Your first shot at $1,000.
Yep, happens every hour.
Yeah, this
both times a day.
On the internet. I don't want to say it owned the internet yesterday, but it got a lot of traction yesterday. This whole thing of what evil thing has your mother-in-law done to you? I'll give credit where credit is due. BuzzFeed asked and got good stories.
Funny.
My mother-in-law now, Amy's mom, Amy will tell you that the only reason that her mom invites us over is she wants to see me.
Oh,
really?
Amy is convinced of that. And so that we'll do chores. but she makes us a delicious meal. And we always have a nice time. And so I got to change a light bulb or two, whatever.
Yeah.
Or like this last time, she made us a lovely ham dinner, so we would take down her Christmas tree.
Oh, that's sweet.
It was kind of just
exchange of goods and services.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
My previous mother-in-law, who I believe may still listen to this show, she and I got along pretty well. She would make a great character on a Game of Thrones. She would be a great character on that because she's calculated.
Ah.
She's for example, I saw the her at Toy Drive a couple 3 years ago, and that was nice, and that was really nice. Then like I like her. I'm not a guy that holds a ton of grudges.
No,
I don't forget, but I don't hold a ton of grudges. One time she called and goes, "Hey," like, you know, and I still had her number in my phone, so she calls. And I'm like, "What's this?" She goes, "Hey, I was just going through my phone, or I was just going through whatever, whatever, and I found some pictures, and I just thought I'd reach out and call." And I thought, well, that's really
very nice.
That's really
so
sweet.
So nice. And then she promptly tried to sell me into her multi-level marketing scheme, whatever thing that she had going, you know, are you healthy? You need to buy these products, you know, or whatever, or, you know, or whatever it was.
You picked up on it real quick. You're like, oh.
Yeah, but other than that, I've had pretty good luck. Did your mother-in-law ever go sideways on you?
Outside of giving me the side eye when she found out Hollywood was trying to marry her Hawaiian daughter.
Yeah.
I got her an Andre Agassi tennis racket. Long story, but... Now,
I was there for that story.
Since then, I can do no wrong.
Spence's mother-in-law loves Andre Agassi. Like, that's her favorite. Is this accurate?
Favorite tennis player of all time. She to the point would tape his matches. When she didn't feel well, she'd put her VCR tapes in and watch Andre Agassi
play
tennis.
That's hilarious.
She comes to town one time. We have Andre Agassi on the air. And I say, Mom, would you like to talk to him? She's like, no. I go, would you like anything? And Andre even asked her, would you like something? And she goes, you know, a picture or something. Well, Andre came back the next day himself with a signed practice tennis racket to Victoria, love Andre. And we shipped that to her. And she said, quote, I will be buried with this.
Oh.
Yeah.
So from that point on, I've not had any mother-in-law.
So not only favorite tennis player, like I would venture to say favorite celebrity.
Of all time.
Period. Like favorite person outside of the family.
Loves that guy.
Andre Agassi. We love you too, Andre. Yes. We know you're listening right now. Hi, Steffi. Let's play evil mother-in-law poker. And evil, evil in quotes. In a evil in air quotes.
Calculated mother-in-law.
No, evil.
Yeah.
In air quotes. evil mother-in-law poker.
I'm not married, but like I kind of consider Buddy's mom mother-in-law.
We'll put it in there.
Yeah. The first time that I met her, I like needed a haircut really bad. I had bad split ends. And so I know it's bad, but I went to their house and the first thing that she says to me, she goes, well, I have some serum for that, for your hair. And I'm like, I'm good. Like, I'm going to get a haircut next week. I know my hair's bad. And she's like, well, your split ends, honey. And then proceeded to bring it up the entire weekend and give me the serum. And I'm like, and it wasn't like she was being mean about it, but it was like a constant, like, okay, I get it. I have split ends. Let it go.
No, but by the way, this is a category that she uses to go, she's not good enough for my buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Because at first it seemed nice.
Yeah.
Oh, here, you should try this stuff that I have. Like she was bonding. Yeah. But if she kept at it. I think we should make this contest. What did the first pick take?
Dino Expedition.
We'll do Magic Mike ticket. You know what? We'll give you your choice. WWE Royal Rumble in Phoenix or Magic Mike Live tickets. For the whoever wins, what is the most evil thing that your mother-in-law did to you? From the BuzzFeed article, my mother-in-law announced the birth of my daughter on social media while I was still on the delivery table. complete with a picture of the baby. When my friend caught it and told her to take the post down, she did, but only to replace it with a photo of my husband as a child, announcing that her baby had a baby. My mother-in-law brought my husband's ex-girlfriend to our wedding without asking and proceeded to remind him that he still had options.
Oh my God, that's evil.
My mother-in-law refuses to address me. I'll be sitting right next to her. She'll ask my husband stuff like, does your wife want some? Every single time.
I'm right here.
My mother-in-law once gave me a gift and said, when I saw it, I totally thought of you. It was a witch Halloween decoration.
Oh, my God.
That's good.
702-364-9898. Evil mother-in-law poker. Best story wins either WWE Royal Rumble tickets or Magic Mike tickets.
You probably think that you are.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go, go, go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
No, this is too good. Evil mother-in-law poker. There's Jason and Jennifer are already set up. We're going to need some more time. So if you're waiting on the phone and it's ringing or, you know, or whatever, just be patient. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here really quick and get it out of the way.
Okay.
So we have more time. But I mean, just Jason, start us off really quick. Christmas Eve, what did your mother-in-law do to you?
Every time I would come over, she'd give you the sarcastic, hi, how you doing type thing, like she loved you. And then we would talk, and she'd be like, oh, well, if you had a job or you gave right in more money, my daughter would have to do this and wouldn't have to work her butt off to support you. And you're no good for her.
But
and
you're both but you're both working, right?
We were both working. I wasn't bringing in as much money as her daughter, but I was still contributing.
To the point,
but it wasn't enough.
Hold on to this, Jason, because there's more to this story. So you get the idea where we're going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're going to give little Jess a chance to get this all set up.
Okay.
So evil mother-in-law poker, you'll hear all the stories in just a minute. Plus, and we'll determine who's going to be the winner. Then we'll do good feeling story of the day. Then the very first code word of the day.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
90.5
KLUC. I really can't decide which way does it sound better. It's time for evil mother-in-law poker.
I like this.
I do kind of like that. That sounded because see, I had convinced myself that it was. It's time for evil mother-in-law poker.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like this.
Okay, this was where I was going in my head. Yeah. But then at the last minute, I was like, it's time for evil mother-in-law poker.
Oh, man.
Way,
I can't decide.
Well, then let's just go with the first idea.
Okay.
Okay, so when we last left Jace, and that was...
Hello.
Hey, buddy. This was just this Christmas Eve, right? And your mother-in-law would not get off of it. You're both working, but your wife is making more money than you, and your mother-in-law was relentless, like a pit bull on your ankle.
Oh, man. Like, it was one of those things where, to the point where I had to, because of a situation with our kids, I had to be fingerprinted.
Okay.
What?
I had to go through CPS. Like, it was to the point where this girl was so bad. It was to the point the mother was like, you're no good for her kids. I don't trust you. You're not a good person to be around. I don't know anything about you. Are you sure it's safe?
Okay, wait. Did you do something to the kids?
No, not at all. All I did was come into the picture.
She called CPS on you.
She had me go down and be tested and had a background check done to make sure that I was fit to be around kids.
That's crazy. Crazy enough already.
Wow. Hot Ryan and Michelle, don't you dare leave. We lost one a second ago. Don't you dare leave. And I, because maybe they thought I'll never be able to beat Jay. That's a tough one to beat.
Wow.
Hot Ryan, can you beat Jason's story?
I literally just said he wins, but I'll try.
No, try. Please try.
So it was also this past Christmas, we were helping my mother-in-law decorate, and each one of us has a stocking with a corresponding letter to our first name so we know whose is whose.
Yeah.
Ignore the fact that I'm the third Ryan in the family. There's many R's. So as we're going through these boxes, we find one additional letter, one, and it is the letter for my husband's ex-girlfriend, whom he hasn't been with for like 10 years.
Oh, no.
Not my brother-in-law's ex-wife, no other ex-girlfriends that came over for Christmas, just that one. So, felt
that's
a little
pretty,
hurt.
That's pretty evil, dude. That's pretty evil. But, all right, hang on one second. Here's the decision we have to make. Is it more evil than Jason's mother-in-law calling CPS and he's done nothing?
Oh, I think Jason still wins.
Yeah, Jason's still ahead on that one.
You still got Jason on that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Hot Ryan, you're right. He beat you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so crazy.
You're the best. I don't know. I think Michelle's got a shot, though. Evil mother-in-law poker. Jason's mother-in-law called CPS on him, and he wasn't even in the picture yet. Really? She wanted to make sure that he would be, she didn't think he was good enough for her daughter. Okay. So she wanted a CPS background check on it. Michelle, what evil thing did your mother-in-law do?
You know, I think JC may have me beat, but I want to try.
We'll decide. Don't worry about that. You tell your story.
Okay. So my husband and I got engaged in December, and this was a couple years ago. And so after Christmas, I called my mother-in-law and I told her our date that we set for our wedding. And we gave her, 8 months notice. I know it was a little short, but it was 8 months. And she was like, oh, honey, it's fine, And mind you, it was the weekend. And she goes, I'll wait until I get back to work so I can talk to my boss, but I think it'll be fine. And we're getting married in August. So not even 45 minutes later, my husband calls me and goes, babe, what did you do? My mom is crying, and she's crying about the date that you gave her for the wedding. And I go, well, honey, it's our wedding date. Like, what do you want me to do?
Lie
and
to
he's
her?
Like, well, right. So he's like, she told him, well, can't you just move it up for September? Because that's when I can go on vacation, and I'm not sure if my boss will let me go in August or not. When she didn't even talk to him yet, when she told me that she was going to talk to him when she got back to work from the weekend.
She asked you to move your date?
Yes.
No, she didn't ask her. She asked her son.
No, she asked her behind her back.
And it already decided everything was ruined because it's all about her.
Yeah.
Let me guess.
She was married 3 times.
Yeah. No, I know the type. Is she the one that how do I put this? Does she drink a little too much? Is she that one?
You know what? I wish it was. I don't think so. I think she's just neurotic naturally.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's
yeah. That's tough. Okay. This is a late entrant. And Lil Jess believes that we may have a winner here. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
You think they got a shot at it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, you're not convincing me right now. And I'm worried that we're extending the bit out but all right. Michelle, does she beat Jason? Who are we trying to beat right now?
I go with Michelle just for the manipulation alone.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Michelle, for sure.
Yeah?
Jason's was bad, but the idea that you literally went behind her back and cried to your son. What son can resist his mom crying?
It depends on if you already know if your mom's crazy or not.
That's a good point, too.
Boy, I don't know. All right, but if you guys say Michelle, all right, then. Jason, you're out. Oh, no, and I just got rid of Shelly accidentally. I'm sorry, bro. See if you can call Shelly back really quick. Good feeling story of the day is coming up next. Michelle is in. Should we just give it to Michelle?
Well, just give it to Michelle.
Yeah, just give it to Michelle. I think I'm throwing the idea of calling her back. Michelle, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. I guess.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So you've got that first Big Fat Broad code word to look forward to.
Yes.
Coming up in just moments. And a good feeling story of the day. It's almost too easy to be pessimistic these days. And a lot of people are. We talk about that a lot. It's really easy to do negative comedy. It's hard to stay positive a lot. So if you're one of those people that thinks that, the world is going down the tubes, well, then listen to this. Life expectancy continuing to rise. It's leveled out in the U.S. It had even dipped a little in the last few years, but worldwide, skyrocketing. Less than 20 years ago, the average life expectancy in Africa was only 50.
Oh, wow.
That's mostly because of disease and kids have a tough time surviving. In two decades, it has jumped 10 years. Life expectancy in Africa is now 60 and still rising.
That's
mostly
great.
Because lots more clean water and medicine and stuff like that. Even though we're living longer, the world population is starting to level off. It's still going up, but not as fast as it was, which was kind of creating problems. In the next 75 years or so, it's expected to stabilize at around 11 billion people, and then it might not change too much. Which, and 11 billion,
interesting.
From what the scientists and whatever, 11 billion is comfortable.
Okay.
I don't know. Don't yell at me if you disagree with all of this. I'm just reporting. Democracy is spreading. This is fascinating to me. 30 years ago, just 30 years ago. So what, mid-80s?
Yeah.
Late 80s? Late 80s. About 40% of the world lived in democratic nations. There were tons more dictatorships and all that stuff. Now it's almost 60%. Prior to World War II, less than 10% of people lived free.
No way.
Truth.
Shut up.
And the global income equality is way down. 50 years ago, a huge percentage of the world was still living in poverty. Now an average of 200,000 people a day are lifted out of poverty every single day, mostly because they're doing better in China and India and all of that.
Yeah. It makes me really happy, actually.
Yeah, exactly. See? There's good stuff out there. You just got to look for it. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
These are the people in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Yeah, these are the people in your neighborhood. They're the people that you meet each day.
The world premiere, ladies and gentlemen, of Next Door Diaries.
So on Next Door, I have an alias for my neighborhood, and I posted a photo of myself. I took a camera on a utility box with rocks, set the timer, and took a photo of me running. It's me in a beanie with earbuds, shirt, shorts, running shoes. And I posted that photo with a headline, Jogging Guy, followed by, Seriously, this guy is always running through my neighborhood. This is the thread that followed that
right.
post.
So Kayla and I will be the comments. Spence will be Spence as his alter ego.
Yes.
So Spence writes, Seriously, this guy's always running through my neighborhood.
Explain how jogging is a crime.
He could be a porch pirate or something. Be alert.
I can relate. There are always people walking through my neighborhood breathing and stuff. These people have some nerve.
I'm sorry. He looked suspicious. Is that a ski mask he's wearing?
I hate these healthy types. Go to the gym like the rest of us and leave outdoor air alone.
There's so much snark in here, by the way. Right. No one's made a serious comment yet.
My apologies for keeping a watchful eye on the neighborhood. If I try to help and make sure we're all safe, I get mocked. Don't be surprised if you see this guy next time running away with one of your FedEx.
Now it's not okay to jog in our community. Are we in North Korea or America?
I'd be pretty mad if my picture was put on blast as potential thief all for jogging. If he hasn't done anything other than exercise, you really should mind your own business and take this picture down.
And I would be mad if you saw someone or something suspicious and didn't tell anybody, and then my house got broken into. Stop judging me. I just want to make sure your packages don't get stolen. He's wearing a ski mask.
He's wearing a beanie. Quit jogging.
Quit judging.
Oh, sorry. Quit judging. Yet you shame this guy just because he's jogging?
Yes, definitely check out his package next time. If it seems suspicious, you should probably grab it.
Next time you see him, why don't you simply introduce yourself? You may discover that you have things in common. It's an opportunity to meet a new friend.
By the way, I hate that guy. Stop it.
Voice of Reason guy on Next Door.
Stop
He's
it.
Always there. Well, thank you, for your helpful words. However, if I end up going missing, you'll know who to look for. The guy in the ski mask.
Now he's a kidnapper? He's wearing a beanie! Not a ski mask!
That's Spence from 98.5. He's always jogging.
Yes, and by the way, yes it is.
Good job.
Yes it is.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Not that everything that we do needs to have a title and needs to be a bit or anything like that, but I was just like, I have questions for everyone in this room.
Okay.
I do. I have things that I need to know to catch up. So
let's hear them.
I thought this bit... We'll get to it. I thought that we would call this segment Catching Up With My Buddies.
Okay.
Spence is going to Japan tomorrow. Are you gone for a week?
Yeah, I'm gone until
through
next weekend.
MLK?
No, I'll be back before then. I figured out... Because
are you back on the show before then?
I'll be back on the show Tuesday. Tuesday
so
after MLK.
So he's missing all next week.
Yeah, so you until after probably. MLK. So... Yeah. Here's the funny thing. So are you still worried about different stuff?
Yeah.
Going to Japan?
Yeah, I'm kind of concerned about just not being able to get around and acting like an idiot.
Well, remember I said that they're probably, you know, the people from other countries are just as confused and as concerned when they come here. And we would look at that and go, what? Just go have fun. You know, just go do stuff. We're not that worried about it if you shake our hand or not. We're not that worried about it if you don't say thank you. We fully expect you. And by the way, anybody who's lived in Las Vegas for longer than 6 months, yes, it's annoying as hell when people just stop in the middle of whatever walkway you happen to be in and start looking around. But honestly, I'd kind of miss it if it didn't happen. Yeah. On occasion, when it happens now, I'll be like, ugh. Especially if I'm trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that goes, oh, they're amazed by this.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be that guy. I'm not trying to be the, look at me.
Happens to me all the time in fashion shows.
Flowers and fields and stuff like that. But you know what? Las Vegas is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And there's stuff people, now I wish they'd move off to the side.
Yeah.
Or just stop.
Get out of my way.
And I'm sorry that you're lost. But there's a list of some of the big cliches in American movies and TV shows which confuse people from other parts of the world. Obsessively caring about Halloween. We care about Halloween. Nobody else cares.
Nobody else does.
Eating huge amounts of meatloaf. They don't get it. What's with the meatloaf? They don't understand. How some people will, in the movies, how sometimes we will end phone calls without saying goodbye. Now, that doesn't happen.
In real life, it doesn't happen much at all.
No.
But again, in movies, eating out of Chinese takeout boxes, they don't get because apparently it doesn't happen.
Okay.
Which, by the way, your Chinese takeout box actually is designed to fold out as a plate, just so you know.
Really?
I never knew that. I'll show you. YouTube it. Always having a big bowl of salad on the dinner table that's mostly just lettuce. They don't get it. Going out for ice cream constantly, drinking out of red Solo cups. Always having a baseball bat handy around the house for when you hear a noise. Do you actually have a baseball bat handy, Spence?
I have an old softball bat right next to my bed.
Kayla Jo.
No, I do not.
Lil Jess.
Mine's a knife.
Jeez.
That is tall. How big is that blade?
Probably like that. And you're normal.
8 inches?
Can't really see that on the radio, but I'm going to say it's about 8 inches. I'm going to say it's about that. Obsessing about the prom and looking at it as a key milestone in life. Prom is pretty much an American or a North American thing.
Yeah.
Is it not? Always having a bag of frozen peas in your freezer, but never to eat just to put on bruises. They don't get it.
My buddy Paul, that's from Australia, back to the South, having a big bowl of salad. They would have American dinner where all they would do from movies and TV is they'd hit their forks on their plates and go, and that was that's how they would mock Americans when they had family dinner. They'd act like Americans eating dinner on
TV. That's hilarious.
He told me this like 6 times because he finds it so funny.
And probably because we do make mouth noises.
Yeah.
Which is not my favorite.
Let's have American dinner. My God. And the only requirement is to bang your fork against the plate loudly.
So, Lil Jess, how is your, where did this go? What yoga thing are you involved in right now?
Reformer Pilates.
Now, understand, you're what, 6'4"?
6'3".
Doing Pilates.
Yep. She said I had nice form.
And Reformer Pilates is like...
Are you hot for her now?
No. I just thought it was nice because I have long legs. So, it was a compliment.
You do have long legs.
Reformer Pilates is like when you do it on like a table that slides, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's fun.
So what's, there's no more to that?
Oh, well, I just started exercising and I just find that these things are pretty good.
Here's what she wrote. Tried Reformer Pilates. It's always intimidating working out with thin bees, but I loved the workout. I didn't wake up sore until I lifted something while using my abs. Next class is when?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Next class is tomorrow.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, you never know. If I stop doing pull-ups for a couple of weeks and then I do some, oh my God, how much do you use your abs for stuff like that? And you're like, ah!
I wouldn't know.
I don't use my abs.
I wouldn't know. And I feel like you're secretly mocking me just by bringing it up.
When was the last time you think you did a pull-up, by the way?
Why don't you mind your business?
No, I'm genuinely asking.
Why are you on me now? Too busy to do pull-ups?
I've never seen a pull-up bar in your house. I don't know these things.
How many times have you been... You're basing it off of whether you've never... It's so funny sometimes. I'm sorry. You've completely blasted my... Oh, you were concerned if you're weak one night and break a resolution, but you pick it up the next day, is that resolution dead for the year? Is it just a goal after that? That's what Kayla asked.
Yeah, is it still a resolution?
It was always just a goal. It was never anything other than
is a resolution.
A goal is a resolution.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay, which one did you break? Was it pull-ups? I've never seen a pull-up bar in your house.
You've never been to my house. No, no, I was trying not to have carbs after 5, and then I had pizza the other night, and that's the reason I wasn't really sure. Like, I was like, okay, no carbs after 5. That is a resolution, and then I didn't know if I could still call it my resolution.
How far did you think you were going to get?
Pretty far. I thought it was like, as long as
How
I...
How far did you think you were going to get?
I thought I was going to go the whole year.
Without carbs after 5?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, it's still a resolution. You just failed at it.
Yeah. You know what? No, that's true. And that's okay. Get back on the horse.
Okay.
Just get back at it. All right, now I'm caught up with my buddies.
Like
sort
that.
Of. 98.5 KLUC.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
One of my least favorite things on the planet to have happen is when you... right when you leave the room, or right when you go to do something else, you go, oh, God, I forgot. That's what I was going to do. Or you walk out of the store and you go, I was going to buy toilet paper. I should have wrote it down.
I wanted to buy 100 things.
Well,
not
that was my deal with Kayla. Remember, you know how I paused for a second with Kayla? And then I went, God, what was I going to ask her about? And I completely spaced on it. This was what I was going to ask. Are you still all about Dr. Pimple Popper?
I still love Dr. Pimple Popper, yes.
Have you now become condoed?
I don't know what that is.
This is totally up your alley. On Netflix, there's an organizational guru. Her name is Marie Kondo. And she's had books out for a while. And now again, she's got this show, Tidying Up, on Netflix, which I think has been around for a while. Are you familiar with this thing?
I've never heard of it.
Have
you seen this
thing?
No.
Okay, I'm just telling you, this is going to be a new
obsession.
I realize I am opening up the gates of hell right now with Kayla. I realize that I only have myself to blame.
This is my new obsession. Okay.
Dude, this show is called Tidying Up, and Marie Kondo goes in and basically she'll go through all of your, for example, your chest of drawers. And she'll say, does this shirt spark joy for you? And if you look at the item and you go, it doesn't. It's kind of like hoarders.
Yeah, except it's preventing the hoarding.
It's pre-hoarder. She catches you pre-hoarder.
Okay.
Does this spark joy for you? And if it does not spark joy, it's out. She has a different way. She folds things different. She stacks things in drawers. They don't get stacked on top of each other. They get stacked side by side.
That's what I do.
It's hard to explain. Well, see, what did I tell you? explain that concept.
So when you fold your shirts or anything like that, you fold them so they sit straight up so you can see the front of your, like the front of it. So that way you don't have to dig underneath and find all your shirts.
That's what she does.
Yeah.
That's what this. Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It makes it so much easier, especially living with Buddy who has 1,000 t-shirts.
I'm interested in that because I have too many t-shirts.
I'll take a picture and send it to you. And it's a very easy fold.
Oh, no. And then I was like, this spark joy. Spark joy. And then I went, well, I do that all the time. I have a different meaning that I attach to it, though. Do I care about this?
Mm-hmm.
Do I really care about this? Or am I just holding on to it because, oh, that was really great that day. Am I really going to wear this stupid shirt again?
I keep all of my, and along the same lines, I keep all of my old KLUC t-shirts and such with logos that we haven't used in years. And I'm like, well, I can't get rid of this.
I have a tub. I mean, you know what, though? I am now just reaching that point of adulthood, though, that I, and also I've had, you know, my mom, my dad, yeah. You know, I've had to go through a lot of people's stuff.
Yeah.
And it's made me look at my own stuff and go, okay, who's going to have to go through all of this crap? When they open the thing, are they going to go, God, this is so cool. Get in here.
Yeah.
Get in here and look at this. Or are they going to go,
I've got more for the trash pile.
Because
right? that is what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it works. I've got more that we're going to donate.
Yeah.
Or get in here. Oh, my God, this is amazing. And then we'll donate it.
Yes.
Okay, so you'll love this. Are the words close? I don't know what this means. Somebody who's watched this show, tell me what this means. Close books kimono.
Close books kimono? I have no idea what that
means. Well, no, because you haven't seen the show.
Yeah.
But so this woman, she drops in on families and gets their stuff organized.
Huh.
This one was like spirit animal.
Like a kitchen nightmare bar rescue for your sloppy house. Maybe she's not a jerk, though.
So here's, no. In fact, no. Exact opposite. You would kind of like this too. Believe it or not, the alter ego, Spence's somewhat alter ego, is a bit touchy feely, and is a bit, hey, everyone valued and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So the family dumps all their clothes into a massive pile, and then you have to tell the article before you pitch it. You have to tell it that you love it, but you have to let it go.
That's great.
You greet your house. You greet your house and you tell it, good job. You also send your house a thank. Oh, you send a thank you text. Oh, if you're getting rid of your phone, you send a thank you text from your new phone to your old phone, thanking it for doing a good job.
All right.
And she taps the covers of books to wake up their energy. So I'm just saying, I'm shocked. This is my spirit animal.
Yeah,
I'm shocked you're not on board with this whole thing. Oh, Chris, what is the thing about the kimono?
So the kimono is basically all of your like extra stuff. So basically like your kitchen gadgets and like all your not your like commemorative stuff, but more like your stuff that's just not specifically used all the time.
Like a kimono.
I guess you could say that.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, you don't wear a kimono every day.
Right. Here's, you know what? This has gone on long enough. Thank you, Chris. Here's, you know what? Homework assignment. You can't watch Netflix on the plane.
No.
But homework assignment over the next few days. We've got to watch this show and get on.
Condoed. Okay.
Condoed? Is that what it's called?
No, it's called...
Her name is Marie. No, it's called Tidying Up.
Tidying Up.
No, you will be condoed.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works. So watch that's Tidying Up on Netflix.
Right.
That's,
okay.
That's the homework assignment. Should you choose to accept it. And I think we'll have a whole new worldview, courtesy of Kayla.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So Lil Jess had to play counselor yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
So was this one friend or a bunch of different friends?
Two different friends, two different situations.
Are you the one that they always come to for advice?
I wouldn't say, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, most of the time. I just felt like I should have been paid. I was a motivational speaker and a therapist and...
So when you say most of the time, who are they going to otherwise? Other friends?
Well, I notice with some people, I don't want to say all women, but you tend to tell everyone. You don't just go to specifically one person. You tell everybody the story.
I gauge my friend.
But again, are you the friend?
I'm probably the most rational one now. Yeah.
Yes. All right. How does your girlfriend believe that her manager is pitting her against another coworker?
So they're both trying to go for a position, and the way that I guess he flaunts taking her out to lunch in front of my friend, and then the next minute they'll be behind closed doors and he'll give like the plan on how she'll be able to get the position behind the other girl's back. So it's...
Is that part of it? But is that part of the process of vetting who, you know what I mean? Is that part of the process of deciding who's going to get the position?
You mean like he's testing them?
Or just kind of going through the interview process and through the kind of the dating process before you get married in a work sense?
Not the way I wouldn't say that. Not the way she's telling it. I really truly believe from only hearing her side of the story that, yeah, he's playing two women against each other.
Like, if he's making promises to both women,
yeah,
then that is a huge, that's a huge issue right there.
Yeah. He's taking one out to lunch, making that one feel as if, oh, I've got this one in the back. You know, I'm, oh, he's going to pick me.
Do you know
me.
That? Do you know that?
Well, I don't know the other two. I don't know, the manager or the...
No, what I'm saying is, so your friend suspects that's what's going on.
Yes, because at the same time, remember, he's in the office behind closed doors with my friend, giving her the blueprint of how she's going to get this position. And then down talking the other girl in front of her.
Oh, okay, so talking.
Yeah. Now that's a different story. Yes. Then how do we know that that's what, how do we know that that's what he's doing on the other end? Maybe he's just trying to let, maybe he really likes the other girl, but he knows that she's not going to get the job. Like, what's his, what do you think the end game on that? What was the advice you gave?
I suggested that when, to not have behind closed doors conversations anymore with him, especially when it becomes, it's no longer about her. And then just to keep, you know, being professional and don't let his actions determine how you feel about the other girl. Because now she's bad talking the other girl with me, and I'm like, wait. But you guys were, you know, cool with each other, like, so don't. Mm-hmm. In other words, don't let other people's energy become your energy and your outlook on things.
And, it's really hard.
And
to
I
do.
Told her, yes, that's it. Sounds easy, and it is really hard because your feelings at the same time are very valid, but you have to check yourself and realize again. Don't let other people's energy.
You've been reading a lot
yours.
Of books, haven't you?
Yeah, again, motivational speaker over here.
You've been reading a lot of books.
You know what I did in this situation in my past? I just slept my way to the top.
Good job, Spence.
Man, it's 2019. I don't know.
I slept my way to the top.
And I wanted to be very clear with everybody. I didn't laugh at that. I don't know. I didn't mind.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
What was the most trouble you got into as a kid ever?
Oh.
Most trouble you ever got into, Spence?
We, a buddy of mine decided to push a shopping cart into a four-lane road in San Jose, Couser Road.
Oh, my God.
At night, we thought it'd be funny. And we pushed it and knocked it over. Now, nobody got hurt, but basically the cops came and talked to us and made us cry that somebody could have died and the whole thing.
Oh,
and
no.
I was so busted.
How old were you?
12, maybe.
Little Jess.
I got a laundry list, but I will go with fire department.
The most.
Yes. I called the fire department, told them Kmart was on fire. And then, I was like
stupid
seven. I know it's not funny at all, but they came over. They talked with my mom, and they my mom said, no, nobody here called. I was upstairs listening to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then they said, well, do you have a do you have a child here? And said, yeah, bring her down so we can talk to her. And I straight up lied and said, no, I did not call.
They know you did.
Yeah,
they know you did. Kayla, most trouble you ever got into?
First house party I went to when I was in high school, the cops got called and they showed up.
Oh, is this the keg in the canoe?
No, I was like a sophomore by that point.
Dang it.
No, that was at our house. But the first house party I went to, my parents, they make you call your parents on your phone. So I have to call and go, hi, mom. And she's asleep. And I go, this is Officer blah blah blah, and I have to hand the phone to him and he has to talk to her, so that's no fun.
And that's the most trouble you ever got in.
That's the most trouble I ever got. My brother was a very troublesome kid when he was in high school, so he literally broke all the rules before I got there, so when I did it, it wasn't that big of a deal.
We were screwing around. They were doing construction at my school, and I don't know why we were doing it. We were punching the door to the, because stupid boys.
Yeah, boys are stupid.
We were 12, 13, all hopped up on testosterone and, you know, weird feelings that we don't know why they're happening. And and we were punching the door to this construction shack.
Okay.
And I put my fist through it.
Ah.
It was thin. It was like, like balsa wood. I mean, no, it's not an accomplishment.
Cheap apartment complex closet door.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I put my fist through it and a girl ratted me out. So I got suspended from school for 2 days and,
did your mom say?
It's not what my mom said. It's what she did. And by the way, she'd go to jail for it today.
Okay.
She was still alive, she would go to jail for it. No, all I remember was she was yanking me around by my hair. And I was thinking, just go with it. Just go with it and you'll be fine. And I knew, and I didn't sweat her on it. I deserved it. It was stupid. She goes, what were you thinking? I wasn't. So, and none of that, all of us put together. Did you hear about the kids in Houston? Broke into a CarMax. Four boys broke into a CarMax in Houston, broke into the showroom part of it, got keys to multiple vehicles, and started running them around into each other, caused damage of over $800,000. And how they're not in juvie, I have no idea. They were booked into juvie and charged with first degree felony criminal mischief, but then released to their parents, which seems like that might have been the problem in the first place.
Now, I got to believe that CarMax is going to go to their insurance company, and the insurance company is going to find a way. How fun would that be, by the way? Speaking as a boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going commercial free till at least 9:45 coming up next. We promised you Mariah Carey tickets for Kayla's show to SmackDown. World's Greatest Psychic Gary Spivey coming up. Oh, final exam. Are we even... We played evil mother-in-law. No. I'm going to do this better. Spence is screwing with his neighbors. And we made a bit out of it on the radio. What's the name of the bit? The bit is Next Door Diaries.
Okay.
Spence is screwing with his neighbors. We made a bit out of it. What's it called? Next Door Diaries. That will get you Royal Rumble tickets, right?
Yep.
WWE Royal Rumble in Phoenix. That'll get you those tickets. Cool. Coming up at 9:40, commercial free, right after this.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown.
Well, Jess, who's contestant number one today?
Kathleen Toloma from Summerlin.
How are you? We haven't talked to you in a minute.
I know. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. What's your buzzer going to be?
Beep, beep.
Classic, okay.
Sure, with the classic. Mm-hmm. Contestant number two?
Keani Hosino from the Southwest.
Keani, what are you going to do?
Well, I thought I was going to do beep, beep, but I'll do bang, bang, I guess.
All right.
Bang, yeah, bang, that, beep, beep, got it.
Yeah, that shouldn't be confusing at all. You know what, though? Spence is the one who's got to worry about that.
Exactly.
He will be the judge of who buzzes in first and shall not be questioned. Kayla will be the asker of the questions, and here's question number one.
So the richest man in the world is getting divorced. Who is that?
That is Kathleen.
I'm the CEO of Amazon.
What's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name.
All right, Keani, is it Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, or Bill Gates?
Three seconds.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg. No, I'm just kidding. No, everybody knows that's a guy from Facebook. Jeff Bezos was the answer you were looking for. No points. Question number two.
What iconic music festival is making its return this year on its 50th anniversary? Is it Woodstock, Summer of Love, or Tomorrowland?
Beep, 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 beep.
I love that, Kathleen.
Woodstock?
Is it Woodstock?
Yes.
Good job, Kathleen. Yes. So Kathleen has a 1-0 lead heading to the all-important third and final question. How much did we decide that Jeff Bezos' wife is going to get in this divorce?
$68 billion. Yeah.
We believe it'll be some sort of a record for Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown. This all-important third and final question will be worth 68 billion points.
So which star says she was asked about her, quote, tremendous size during a promotional movie interview?
Years ago, by the way, but still sucks.
Melissa McCarthy, Chrissy Metz, or Jennifer Hudson?
Kathleen, once again.
Melissa McCarthy?
Was it Melissa McCarthy for the win? Dramatic pause. It's a winner!
68 billion and 2-0. What a blowout.
Amazing. Keani, thank you for, well, at least being on the phone while Kathleen was playing.
Hey, no, she was better than I was. That's
funny.
You're good people. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Kathleen, Mariah Carey tickets for you.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
We're excited for you. No, it's going to be amazing. Mariah's got 5 shows left at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, February 13th through the 21st. Kathleen, don't got to worry about it, because she's today's champion. Oh,
Kayla's Showbiz SmackDown. Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff. Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5 KLUC.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLUC.
Well, this does give me a pretty good opportunity to explain the whole world's greatest psychic Gary Spivey thing, because I know that there are folks out there that don't believe in this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and I understand that. Here's what I tell everybody, and I get asked this. I get asked about this as much as I get asked about anything. They say, people ask me, come on, you're world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. Gary Spivey, is that real? I tell everybody the same thing. I have had too many things that I have either witnessed, happen with other people,
sure,
or have personally experienced myself to not believe that there is something to this. Mm-hmm. On some level. Now, I've been screaming at him telepathically for the last, 10 minutes or so. Where the hell are you? What's going on? Why haven't you called in yet? We're trying to do a radio show. We've got a schedule to keep. You're screwing up my business right now. All of that. And he still hasn't called. There he is right there. Maybe that just worked while I said it or I actually vocalized it. However, what I also will say is that if in fact this is all just some sort of BS act, that he's better at it than anybody I've ever known.
Right.
That's true.
And therefore, you guys like it. P1s like it. So it works for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Either way, if I have been bamboozled all these years, sir, then, then I'm okay with that because people seem to like it a lot. And I like it.
And he's an up-tempo, happy, positive guy. So nothing wrong with that.
Love that.
Amen. And I will say, again, for the non-believers, I will tell you about as my mother was on her deathbed and how Gary called me out of the blue and we did not even, And then you get to people who go, well, you're just telling stories for Gary. Well, then I'll never be able to convince you.
Exactly. You're poking holes in everything.
It doesn't matter. By the way, Lil Jess, I'm assuming that's Gary you put through, right? She's nodding.
Right here.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure before I spoke to you and you went, this isn't Gary. So, yeah. How are you, buddy? You good?
I'm great. Good morning.
Everything all right?
It's great. Everything's great.
All right. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. As you came in on the end, and you've heard me explain this a million different times, that I get the whole, so how does it work? You explain this. How does it work? Well, you're a psychic. You're supposed to be able to see these things and know these things. And I was yelling at you in my head going, hey, come on, radio time. But not until I sent you a text did you call. How do you explain that, sir?
Well, here's what happens. A lot of times with being a psychic, you're meditating. And so you're really out in the cosmos, And so it's sort of like being dazed, half asleep and half awake. And I almost slept through the radio show, if you would.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like that. I always have to have babysitters that go, okay, it's time for this, time for that. So I think one of my babysitters dropped the ball today.
Possibly. Possibly. Here's what's funny about that, too. Is that, and then people go, well, yeah, but how come he couldn't, if you were sending him the message and everything, I don't know that it's like that.
Mm-mm.
Like, if I'm yelling at you across a room, if I'm yelling at Kayla across a room, but she's talking to three other people, how's that going to cut?
The message doesn't get there.
Yeah, how's that going to cut through? So,
well, it's kind of like that, but if it's something that's needed, I show up when I'm needed. It's kind of a weird thing. There's a dimension where you can always get up with me, like anytime you need, different times. And we've been friends forever and buddies. And if it was a hospital thing or, like you say, your mother thing or different, If you need me, I'll just sort of pop up. I'll just end up. And so it's sort of like that. So maybe the message is, hey, we need you, moron.
Well, that was part of the joke, too, is good because I figured maybe then now that I was speaking it outwardly into the universe, that's how you heard me.
He says that all the time.
Well, that and the text that I sent him and said, hey, we doing a radio show today, buddy? The story with my mom had lung cancer and she was passing away and it was time to go. She was no longer with us. It was time to go. The attending nurse was having a hard time with it.
Does that make sense? Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, and that's so when you get to that point, it's no, it's time to go. And my mom kept pushing the oxygen off of her. She wanted to go. So, you know, she'd push the oxygen off. We'd put it back on. She'd push it off, put it back on. Finally, the nurse comes in and goes, look, if she wants to go, you make your own decision. But if she wants to go, I'll make you this deal. And, we'll be okay here. I don't think there's any need to open a congressional investigation. We're all right. The nurse said, I'm going to shut off the alarm. And if she pushes the mask off and you choose to leave it off, I'm going to shut that alarm off and I'll come back in 45 minutes. You come and get me in advance if you need. Well, here's why I can tell this story so easily. So, you know, you have the little thing on your finger that measures how much oxygen is in your blood.
Yeah.
My mom pushed the oxygen mask off. And of course it's horrible. Tears. All right. This is it. Oh my God. This is happening. And her oxygen saturation starts to drop. Keeps dropping. And then after about 10 minutes, it starts going back up. And she still hasn't put, we haven't put the oxygen back on her. It starts going back up. And it actually goes up to higher levels than it was before she had the oxygen on.
Yeah.
So the nurse comes back. No one's more shocked than her that mom's still there.
Yeah.
Doing great. And at that point now it's like, okay, what's going on? Because she's really struggling. Mm-hmm. You can tell that what I said, is she in pain? And the woman was like, yeah. And I can't give her, if I give her any more morphine, that'll kill her. Well, can you do that? And she's like, yeah, I'm not going down that road.
Yeah.
I'm happy to leave the room for a few minutes, but I'm not injecting her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going down that road. And I was pissed. I was mad. And so I literally am out in front of the hospital wearing a path in the sidewalk, walking back and forth. And I'm mad. Out of the blue, I get a call from Gary. Gary calls me twice a year, maybe. Had no idea that any of this was, I mean, he knew that we were going down, you know, down that road.
Yeah. Right.
And had told me, call me if you need me. But right at that moment, Gary calls, and without saying a word, I picked up the phone. I said, how'd you know? And he goes, you've got to let her go. She won't leave until you tell her it's okay.
Huh.
And I went back up, told her it was okay, 45 minutes later.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Actually, true story of that was, I told her it was okay. They said, we need to move her. I said, okay, well, I don't want you to die in the ambulance. I said, so meet me at the other place. So we got over to this horrible, just this awful hospice. Awful.
Oh.
And I did go up and I paid a guy. I said, yeah, she might need a little extra morphine this time because I want her to not feel anything and she needs to slip away because this place sucks. Like, I was like, I got you. And then he came back in and gave me my money back. Mom had slipped out the back door while we were talking. That's another story. And totally my mom did the Irish goodbye. You know, hey, you know the whole thing. Hey, I'm going to run to the bathroom. You never see him again.
Right.
That was my mom. But that's my Gary story. And we don't get a chance to tell it very often. But so there you go. Let's go with Veronica really quick. Hey, Veronica, your 13-year-old daughter is seeing stuff in your living room?
Yeah, she saw a little girl. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Morning.
She saw a little girl. So she wasn't sure if she was, I think it was an angel. I'm not sure, but I asked her if she could ask her name, but she kind of didn't want to. She freaked out. So I want to know if she was an angel or she needs help or what she saw.
Okay. Well, when I look at her, how old is your little girl? How old is she?
13.
13. Okay, what she saw was her child spirit. And see, these days, I've been getting all these phone calls because there's been a new golden heaven that opened up, which brings in a golden age. And so there's a lot of things going on where people are seeing their loved ones on the other side, as well as people are actually seeing their child spirit. So this would be a question that I've been asked about 20 times in the last 2 weeks. And so so she's seeing herself. But she's seeing her little child spirit, and your child spirit is your sense of joy. And during this time right now, this is an easy time to ask your angels and ask heaven, ask God to give you your child spirit back, and then you'll have your sense of joy.
So that's what it is. And so your sense of joy is your child spirit, and it's trying to jump in everybody. And so everybody should just say, please bring me my child spirit. Please give me my child spirit back. And so as I said that, I felt all you guys getting warm in the studio. I felt somebody's feet get warm. I'm like, can you guys feel that?
A little bit. Here's what's funny. When you say
palms.
And when you say that, I never feel it in my arms, and I felt that in my arms.
Oh.
Wow. Which was weird. Yeah. Yeah, that's your child spirit. And so now your little child spirits will jump right into you, which will give you your sense of joy. And so you'll just be ridiculously happy for all no reason except that. There's your answer. All right.
Thank you so much. Right.
So that's what the little girl was the child spirit.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was her. Yeah, she saw herself.
That's better than a demon, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Unless your child spirit is a demon, and I guess that would be pretty normal.
Right.
Can I just...
Thank you.
And I you know what? I'm going to apologize. I'm going to put this out there. I'm just going to say it. And there were a million R. Kelly jokes that just got made while that was happening. Back and forth. It was bad, Elaine. It was really bad.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed and ashamed.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Elaine.
Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Why do you want to leave a perfectly good job? That's like skydiving. Okay. Why do you want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane?
Well, you know, I called several times in regards to this. I don't know if you guys remember me. But, I'm making a transition. It's within the same industry. There's just been a lot of going on in the previous company that I was with. And I mean, I'm not leaving them per se, because I'm also doing it in California. But with this new company, I want to see what Gary thought. Like, does he see a good vision? Because, you know, of course, everyone wants to make money. Like, does he see that in this future with this company?
Yeah, but isn't this kind of the same phone call as before? I remember you a little bit now. Weren't you kind of looking at the future of the company? You know what
yes.
I mean? And okay, so what did Gary tell you before?
That it was going bright, like everything looked good. There's going to be like two gentlemen that wanted to help out for like the California aspect.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't seen that, and it just seems like I had to let go of a whole team out there in California, and it's just been kind of crazy. So I just want to see, maybe there was like something, you know, in the universe that just said, okay, this is just not happening.
Yeah, I think it'll happen if you want it to happen, because I still see a golden brick road, and I see you standing in the middle of it. And really, that golden brick road still goes in that direction, and I still see California. So I think that this will rekindle itself. And if you just are a little bit positive and put forth a little bit of effort, you'll see the momentum start to build.
Was one of the two men R. Kelly? Because that could have really screwed this up. That could have really made this bad. What? Just the mere mention of his name is bad?
Yeah, it's like one of those things that it's such a funny joke, but then you're like, oh, R. Kelly is like a stinky curse word. Like.
Yes, he is. This is what I'm saying. Do you want to go into business with R. Kelly right now?
No.
I do not.
No.
I do not.
Hey, I want to say this clearly. That was very funny.
But Gary, you do see that golden bridge in California, but is that with the other company or is it with the previous company?
The previous, actually. Yeah, you know, it looks like the previous one will probably step up. So give it a shot. See what happens.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. I love the morning too.
Oh, P1D1 talk. Look at you. Back when we used to play R. Kelly.
Yeah.
All right.
Not anymore.
Have a good day.
Oh, God, never again.
Bye, Elaine.
Never again. Thank you. Good luck. So, Mary, we're so sorry about... when I hear people use the term chronic pain, is it one of those deals where it's like you're in so much pain that you just don't even notice it anymore? Because I got a buddy like that. He goes, sometimes I don't even think about it anymore. I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, I actually lose my memory when I'm talking because the pain hits me, or I actually can't hold the phone completely, so I have to lay down. So right now I'm with like a bunch of pillows. It's really affecting me. I feel that the biggest thing is I had called before, and Gary had told me there was some problems. So I've been trying to work with the doctors, but a lot of doctors see my case and they kind of give up. And so they referred me to like other places, but it's really tough. I don't know where to go. And it's been 3 years.
Mary, are you on a landline?
I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, okay. Because is there's a sound in there, but doesn't that sound like an old school landline?
It does sound like an old school.
Like they're like, you know, people you say, the line is dirty. It was like,
it sounds like being recorded off a record player.
Can I ask
from an R. Kelly record?
Can I just ask where is the chronic pain at?
My neck and my shoulder. I can't lift my left arm up, and I've lost my ability to really care for myself, and walking is a little hard too.
Ugh.
Okay, let me work on this for you. Are you on medications right now?
I'm on a few psychiatric medications, but my mental health is getting worse.
The medication's getting worse, and so that's what's bringing the vibe lower. But I can fix your energy. You may feel it, you may not, because you're on so many meds. But I'm just peeling away darkness. It looks like you're in what sort of a cluster of dark energy that looks sort of like black rock around your body, and that particular energy will make your body hurt and will make it just stop working on you. And so I just cracked this off of you. As I did, I think you probably feel your legs and your feet a little bit. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. And so now I cracked the darkness off your head, and it was pretty solid with very little light in your brain because of the meds. And then I cleared all that out, even though you were medicated. I actually got rid of all that, which is sort of a surprise to myself. And now I'm clearing all your bigger dimensions. And when I do that, you're going to feel the most relief. Now you feel relief in your back and neck. Feel it?
I feel it in the lower back and...
Warm?
Warm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. And it'll spread out in there. It sort of spread out to your middle back. Feel it?
Yeah.
Okay, now to your upper back and your neck, and there you go, and there you go. Now you feel like you can breathe again, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. You're welcome. It was dark energy. You'll feel better, okay?
Okay, thank you. I have a good morning, too.
We love you.
Good luck. Now you.
Love you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel better.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk better. To you. Let's see. Yeah, now she's hot. I can feel it.
Look, I'm not
sweaty. My hands are sweaty.
You're going dancing. Love it. All right, have a good day. We got to run.
Thank you.
Well, I believe our work is done.
Good
here.
Job.
Yes.
Hey, if you want to kind of try and help yourself a little bit too, Gary sends out these meditations about every 10 days. It never goes more than 2 weeks. It never does.
Right.
797979, text Gary to 797979, and they'll just pop up, and it's kind of a funny thing. It's another one of those deals, kind of like right about the minute that you really need it most and didn't even know you needed it, there's, here's a new meditation. It's good stuff.
This one will light you up. This is the one that gets you into this new golden heaven. And I've never seen so much healing come out of a dimension. And this just opened up. And so that's what I used to work on this girl that we just talked to. But you can do it for yourself. If you do this meditation, it will light you up. It'll make you lucky in every way, abundant. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I'm getting a lot of emails back where people are going, oh, my God. You know, so there we are.
It's free.
See what happens.
It's free. It's free. Yeah. That's a very good price.
Hey.
797979, text Gary to 797979. And if you do need a private reading, call 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first.
That is so random.
Jeff Buchanan, 60 seconds of randoms.
You may know there was only one guy who actually survived the atomic bombings in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Hey.
Name is Tsutomu. Well, you should know this. How do you pronounce that?
I would call him
Vince going to Japan tomorrow. You probably better know this. How do you pronounce that word?
Tsutomu Yamaguchi.
Attaboy. Anyway, he lived to be 93 years old and died in 2010 after all of that. Amazing, right?
Amazing. Really
by the way, how does he have, he kind of feel kind of bitten after the second one, right?
Like, what is wrong? By the way, I would never hang out with that guy because I feel like there was something like going to happen at any time.
No, are you kidding me? Superhero. You can't hurt me.
I guess that is true.
You can't hurt me. You can't bring it.
He's the real Captain America.
North Korea had its own time zone for 3 years. They decided, you know what? They were just going to split off from everybody. From August of 2015 until May of last year, they were on Pyongyang time, which was a half an hour behind South Korea.
And 100 years behind the rest of the world.
Don't know. Don't know why. The very first actor to play James Bond, and I thought early days they were all British. Nope. First actor to play James Bond was an American. His name was Barry Nelson. Played him in an episode of a TV show called Climax.
Oh.
It had an exclamation point at the end. See, Climax. In 1954, a full 8 years before the first Bond movie. And never, usually I know this, you know, I'm, because weird trivia stuff sticks in my head.
Yeah.
Never knew this. Shrapnel is actually named after a dude, Henry Shrapnel, a major general in the British Army in the late 1700s. He invented an exploding shell with lead pellets inside.
Huh.
And the name stuck.
That's
Shrapnel. Fun. By the way, fruit snacks. You ready for this?
Oh, don't ruin fruit snacks for me.
Do you ruin it for yourself? I just present the
facts.
They're
still delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know the wax they have on the waxy?
Yeah.
That's the same wax as they use for cars. enjoy. Greatest person in the world. Final exam coming up next.
Real, funny, and all Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Kayla, can you go first?
I would love to. Okay. So I had doctor's appointments last 2 days. Everything turned out really clear. I have like this thing. I really can't go into detail about it, but I've had this condition since I was a kid.
You're going to open up that door and then say I can't go into it?
No. It really doesn't need to be brought up. It's just I have to get checked up every couple of years. No, it's fine.
You're bringing it up.
Anyway, I had a doctor's appointment on Tuesday, and then Wednesday I had a follow-up, and everything turned out really good. I wanted to say thank you, especially to Nurse Kelly, because it's a very nerve-wracking thing that I have to go through, and she calmed me the whole way. So to Nurse Kelly.
You can't tease all the way through like that.
I can. Nurse Kelly, thank you so much for keeping me calm the whole time. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
That's what you got.
Well, I think the world would be better if everybody had nacho cheese. And Taco Bell agrees. Apparently, they've come up with a pretty unique marketing stunt. On the 19th day of this month, they're putting up a billboard in downtown Toronto that dispenses free, unlimited nacho cheese.
Now, the billboard? Did you say the billboard?
Yes, it's a billboard that will dispense free, unlimited nacho cheese. Now, they're not going to provide you with anything to put the cheese on. So you'd have to bring your own chips or whatever delicacy you would like that free unlimited nacho cheese on. Or, apparently, you can just put your mouth under the spigot and just, you know.
Yuck.
I gotta be honest. That, like, hot cheese going directly in your mouth? No, that sounds terrible.
Sounds delicious. And taking it, you know, the next step up. Taco Bell, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Well, Jess, what you got?
I found a hero in Queens, New York. His name is Alex Salas. He heard screaming coming from outside of his home, so he sprung into action. He opened the front door, and what he found was a man with a bat pushing an 11-year-old girl into his car.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Salas said he saw her kicking, screaming, fighting to get out of the car, and that's when he yelled to her, "Do you know him?" And the girl said, "No, please help, please help." Salas was able to free the girl, call 911, and kept the kidnapper there from escaping. So, Alex Salas, not only are you a hero, you is...
The greatest person!
The greatest person in the world!
In the world!
So, there's a UFC fighter, and she lives in Columbia, and I can't, for the life of me right now, every search that I meant to do the story yesterday, and every search that I'm trying to do to find that story is just coming up with stuff that is close. Like, I've gone UFC fighter mugger, and it's like, you know, 73 different things,
right?
And none of them are the story they don't want. But the short version is, she's sitting outside of her apartment waiting for a ride. Dude comes up next to her, says, "Hey, I got a gun, give me your phone." She's like, "This gun that you supposedly have, that doesn't look real to me." So she punches him twice in the face, puts him in an armbar, and says, "Sit back down, we'll wait for the police." And this guy, just off those two punches, and the reason I just wanted to show you guys the pictures.
Yeah. Right?
And so we could describe it on the radio. But rest assured, guy took a beating just off a couple of punches.
What a badass.
And it was just kind of cool. Where she kept her head and was like, you know, I don't think you're mugging me today. And truly the quote was, she said, sit down. Now we will wait for the police.
That is awesome.
That's so cool.
UFC fighter that I couldn't find the story, but I think a lot of us have probably seen it. And if you haven't, you'll see it soon. And you just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Idol Jess is on the phone.
Lori Jackson of Green Valley.
So, Lori, Spence was trolling his neighbors, and we turned it into a radio bit. What's it called?
It's called the Next Door Diaries.
It's called Next Door Diaries, yes. Which, by the way, and somebody just hit us up a little bit ago, and they busted Spence.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is funny, because how many people are on the Next Door?
Well, you can go to your individual subdivision,
yeah.
Or you can expand it out to subdivisions around, so you get like 4,000 homes.
Okay.
Which is better, because it's just so much fun. It's just so much fun to see people get so antagonized.
Oh, I want to go on mine
was,
now.
Yeah, but the one that we had today was more of just people making their snarky, like everybody was kind of in on it except one woman. And that's all it takes. Everybody else is kind of in on it. But yeah, fun stuff. And that gets you tickets for the WWE Royal Rumble in Phoenix on January 27th. All right?
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome so much. Have a safe trip and enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.